Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
We love your stories. We love your situations. We try and help. Sometimes we can. Sometimes we can't. Whatever. 833-973-0969. Josh is... I don't know what Josh's situation is. Hey, Josh.
Well, it's a little weird. My dad passed away about 10 years ago.
Oh, geez.
Thank you. In the last, like, 6 months, my mom has got really into social media. She started posting stuff on Facebook, and, you know, they're like bikini pictures. It's like thirst traps.
Oh, bikini.
And she's trying to get attention from guys.
I was
going to
say, is it political stuff?
No, the political stuff.
Oh.
See, here's the thing about political stuff. Political stuff, your friends don't call you up and say, hey, can I ask your mom out? You know?
Wait.
Yeah.
This is a lot of information. Yeah. Short. Come on.
So does she look good? I know it's hard to... What am I going to say?
She keeps herself in shape. I mean, I don't know. I guess she does, but Frank thinks she looks good. That's the problem.
Your friends want to bang your mom.
Yeah, that's right. And that's uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with that. Like, one of these guys going to be my dad?
What are you telling your friends?
I try not to think about it. I mean, they're like, hey, can I ask out your mom? And I'm like, I'd really rather you didn't. But what do you, you know, and then they get mad at me. They're like, but she looks good, man.
Yeah.
Your mom looks really good.
You
and
want
like,
your
I
mom
don't
to be happy,
my mom
don't
looking
you?
Good.
Oh, my God.
Be happy with not one of my friends? I mean, you know, like, we're going to go out for beers and stuff, and then they can go home together?
Yeah, but hey,
you
deal
with that?
They're your friends for a reason, right? So they must be nice people. At least you'd be in good hands and not with some stranger who could be an ass to her.
Good hands is in their hands. I mean, that's just, I don't want to think about that. These are my boys.
Have you talked to your mom and your friends? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Or?
I talk to them. They just laugh at me. They're like, hey, what are you so uptight about, man? You know, it's 2020. What's the big deal? And it's like, you know what? That. Deal with this anymore. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know. I can't handle it. I don't want it to happen.
Are you okay?
I
think he's having a meltdown like right in front of our eyes.
It's going to explode.
It's funny, but honestly, if that was my mom too, I'd be freaked out.
Yeah, of course you would be. Who wants to put up with that? But look, I mean, she wants to go on, like, you know, whatever, that over 50 dating app, you know, Forever Mine or whatever the hell it's called.
Actually, there's one called Our Time.
There you go.
Our Time. That's it. Let her get on Our Time. She can have a great time on Our Time. Believe me, I don't know any guys on Our Time. You know, you open up Facebook, right, and you see a whole scroll of pictures. You get into your feed, and then I see a big ass shot of my mom.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Who wants to see that? I mean, maybe I need therapy instead of calling you guys. I got to call a shrink.
Can you tell me what your mom's Facebook is?
You're stupid.
Cassandra, what's your situation?
So I am actually dating somebody with a 27-year age difference.
Wow.
And he does have kids that are my age and older.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
So they hate you?
No, well... I can't speak for all of them. I don't personally know all of them, but no, they don't really like hate me.
But you're their stepmom, and you're younger.
Jokes around, messes with his dad, and hits on me, and thinks it's funny. But I don't know if like hate or anger towards them.
Do they? Okay, put it this way. Okay, scale of 1 to 10. 1 is despise, 10 is love. Where do you fall?
Oh, probably somewhere in the middle.
That's not bad.
I don't think that they love me, but I don't think that I'm that bad.
Do you feel like...
I don't think I'm that bad.
Yeah, how do you feel you have to behave? Because if they were little kids, it's like, okay, I just gotta... You know,
buy him a toy.
I want to be good. Buy him a toy. Like, let him know that, you know, I'm here to help and give advice, but I'm not their mom, blah, 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 blah. But these dudes are, like, your age and older. How do you act around them?
I act like I'm dating their father. I don't really give them advice or anything like that. Yeah, they'll ask him for, like, remind him, it's my birthday, and I helped him, like, custom order some shirts and, like, stuff like that. That, like, they know that it's, like, me pretty much doing it because he's not that, like, computer savvy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you are.
So, like, they appreciate it. They like me, like, in that aspect.
Yeah.
Not, like, their dad's happy. But...
Well,
people are always skeptical.
If you guys get married, will you make them call you mom?
Their dad already jokes around and tells them to respect their mother.
God.
And yeah. He's a comedian, so.
That is great stuff. All right, thank you. I got to be honest. I don't know if that made Josh feel any better.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.